There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
So I was in the shower, I was cleaning my ass and making all shirts all sparkly, spanky clean.
I'm not the funny one, I'm the pretty one.
Cock shots. I just checked myself out.
Music, wine, and then blue bump.
The glory hole is like a dick theater. I've imagined your
pants. Which means your pants had better come off. Mama needs playtime.
We're not sluts.
We just love.
Hello. We're back another week here at By the By.
Yes.
They're taking a week off.
Sorry about last week.
Not sorry.
Well, I'm not sorry at all. Honestly, I was on a beach coming out of snorkeling and having a nice drink. So, you know, it was tough for you, but it was harder for us. Think about us.
Think about
how difficult it was for us to not sit down and record a podcast.
And that was hard. Oof. We had microphones and everything.
We did. We just decided not to do it because we were on vacation.
Yep.
But we back now. And the first thing we got to say is we have a pendulum party coming up in a few short days, November 24th. That'll be the last pendulum party of the year.
So come get your freak on before the Christmas silly season.
That's right. Be a ho-ho-ho before you have to ho-ho, you know. That, you know, is spend time with family. Ugh. Anyway, so is there anything else we had to talk about? Oh, yes. If you want to support our podcast, which you know, hopefully you want to because you love us, like and subscribe. Also, you can help us by supporting us at any level on www.patreon.com/bythebypodcast. It's been so long, I don't even remember what the website is. It's only been like 2 weeks. What is wrong with me? And then also, once you do that, you will get whisked away into our Discord chat where you will meet all of the wonderful humans that live there. Well, they don't actually live there, but some of them do. And we love them. Or like our little sexy...
I mean, sometimes we feel like it because you check it so many times a day.
No, they're like little sexy elves. They're sexy elves on the shelves.
Yeah, it's great.
I'm getting ready for Christmas.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. So we are sitting down here drinking our wine out of our new fancy glasses with our dear friends, Kobe and Judy.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
They say so much. We all went to Escape to the Tropics. The reason you're not getting that podcast out just yet is because Angela does all the work because she's amazing. And there's a lot of work to be done on that podcast.
And I came home and did laundry instead today.
Laundry.
Yeah, but we'll get the live podcast out. We'll aim someday to do that next week. We'll see how it goes.
Maybe while we're on our next vacation.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe that's a good plan.
Oh, just as an FYI, we're on our next vacation in December. So it's just around the corner. So don't you worry about it. But what we wanted to talk about was just our experience with Escape to the Tropics 2023. And what, I don't know, we're going to riff a bit.
Yeah. So let's start with what is the one thing that you thought was best about it this year?
I was there. Oh, no, I meant like I was there, like not at work.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I thought you being there was the best thing. I thought that's what you were in about.
Well, if she'd asked what the second best was, it's that Bradford was
there. Yeah.
Bradford, by the by, Bradford.
Yeah.
By the by, Bradford was there. Yes, that was second. Anyway, go on. What's your third favorite thing?
We actually made a few connections with people that we... Well, you plan on going and making connections with people, but it was a lot better than what we first anticipated.
I completely understand that because what you just said, that we go planning to, but like it's always a nice surprise when it actually happens.
Yeah,
you're like, oh, well, I didn't actually, I went with the hopes to do it, but when it actually happened, you're like, holy shitballs.
Yeah. And I would agree because there were some folks from last year that came back that we didn't really get a chance to interact with as much. And this year, circumstances were such that we could interact with them a lot more and kind of get to know them better. And I was like, okay, I actually really like you people and, you know, want to foster that a bit more. There were also some new people that I was very pleasantly surprised by. I was like, there's some really great people. I think for me, that was probably the best thing was just the group of folks and getting around and talking to everybody, as there were a few folks I probably didn't talk to as much as I could have, but we'll fix that next year. Come back, we'll do it again. But I will say that, yeah, there were some folks that it was like, I was very pleasantly surprised by some of the conversations that I had and getting to know them a bit deeper, a bit more.
Yeah, there was a couple of couples there that we'd been out previously with, had dinner, we'd talked to them previously. But we actually made a connection with them this time, which was really nice.
Yeah.
It's what Bradford mentioned in his one-on-one flirting, catch it if you can. It's around Suck that. You know me. More food, please. It's around that intensity and proximity. And that's what you really get, is the fact that we are in a stable location for a set amount of time. You're not worried about it all happening on one night. You can relax. You can be yourself. You can walk away if you need to. You can check in, check out. And I think that really helps with the social side of it, that you're not feeling the pressure to get it all done in one night.
So you may have just answered the question that I was going to ask Jude based on your comment, is that you said that you'd gone to dinner and had met these folks previously. So what made that connection a lot easier to make at Escape compared to at a dinner?
I think it was, yeah, exactly what Kobe just said, of you've got time to, you can talk to them for half an hour one night, and if you feel comfortable, you can talk to them for an hour the next night. But you don't have to spend 3 hours sitting down over a dinner table trying to get to know someone.
Yeah.
I think one of the things for us is that communication between Jude and myself is really key. And we like to debrief and really get into the nuts and bolts. You can't do that over dinner.
Mm.
But you can do it walking away.
Yeah.
Those people are great. Let's do something further. Let's go further. Let's ask more. Let's get involved.
Find out about their time in the CIA.
Yeah, that's right.
And half an hour into dinner, if you're not making a connection, you can't just walk away.
Mm-hmm.
But
no,
whereas,
you can.
Well, you can.
And you would.
Like if it's really bad, you're like, oh, I'm sorry, my dog is needing me.
Or how about, I'm sorry, I'm not feeling it. And just walk away.
But like, I'm going to spare people's emotions.
But if they're not making a connection, you're not making a connection. It may not be, again, it's not necessarily them. It's not necessarily you. It's just that.
But they might be buying dinner.
Well, then you suck it up and you eat your fucking dinner.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, if they're buying and it's a nice dinner, then you're like, well, you know, we don't have to go anywhere else, but food's really nice. I'm not saying do that. Don't do that.
I just felt that the time, That amount of time was a good time to be able to connect with people.
I will say there was some pride in my heart, because there was a few times I saw most of our inner circle were there this week. And there was a few times I saw some of our inner circle talking with people in, you know, further rings of our circle and really getting along with them. And I was like, oh, I'm so happy, because I know that these are both good sets of people. And when good people make good people meet, when good people meet good people, great things happen.
Yeah.
And like, I was just like, I'm so happy.
I will say one of the things that I was really impressed with was how well people mingled. Because sometimes when you go to events, now granted, this isn't huge, so it's not like there's tons of people there, but there's enough. And sometimes what can happen is you get little clicks. Mm. And I feel like there really wasn't much of that this year. I felt like people did a really good job of just self-regulating and moving around. And one of the things that I really loved was on the pool party night. So Saturday night, we're going to jump ahead a little bit, but Saturday night, Wolf Lane was there. They had their mobile bar going and folks were just kind of hanging out poolside. And I saw a lot of different conversations happening. And if you turned away or looked down and then looked up, people would have moved, and they're not necessarily staying in the same spot.
Yeah.
And
it wasn't because they were trying to get away from the conversation.
No, because I also saw a number of times where there'd be a circle of people that could appear closed if you look just kind of glancing peripherally. But at the same time, as soon as someone in that circle caught someone else walking up, or even if they were just walking by maybe to go to a room or something, it would immediately open up and invite them in. And so it was very easy to just walk up to any group and they would immediately open. And it wasn't like you had to like be there. It was as soon as someone noticed you coming, even from afar, is that body language would open up. And I thought that was really, really good to see.
Yeah, agreed. It was It was kind of nice.
What was your favorite thing, Bradford?
Look, I really enjoyed that social side of it, is being able to see people. One of the things like that I often like about Pendulum, like, it's not the sex, it's the social side. It's the talking to people and learning about people and meeting new people and seeing different aspects of people. I learned about some things that like people do with dogs, not growth things, training things. And I was like, oh wow, that's really cool that you do this. I didn't know that you did this. I didn't know that like this was one of the things that you're really passionate about. I like that. The social side of it, it was, I mean, we were fortunate in that it ended up becoming sort of a 4.5-day pendulum party. It was really good fun to do that and have to know that at any point you could go out and in the morning or in the evening and find a conversation that you could easily fit into, that you could get along with the person and have something, learn something interesting about them, maybe about yourself. And like, I heard a lot of fun conversations about books people were reading and advice. And I know that seems like the Bradford, why do you fucking care about that at a fucking swingers thing? But I think that it's those base groundwork things that, and I say this at the, you know, when I do the flirting class, it's like, we're laying a foundation here for friendships that will last forever. And that's really, I know a lot of people don't believe me, but it's true and it's cool because we have those experiences. We have those friendships.
Yeah. And I also think that at least for us, and again, you know, your mileage may vary, but for us, if we have that groundwork and we have that base connection, then when we do go to play and we do have sex, it's that much more intense and deeper and meaningful. And I know that might sound cheesy and wanky, but it does. It's just that bit more fun because there's a bit more connection. It's not as transactional. Some people love the transactional, and that's great.
Yeah,
and there was a lot of transactional there.
But
it doesn't have to be. And I think that's, kind of seeing some of that in action was good.
Yeah, it's not a, I owe you one.
Yeah.
It's a connection.
But that's a great way to look at it, because it's not. And I think the way people pour alcohol tells you a lot about them. And like the folks at this, so it is a BYO because there's no bar on site except when Wolf Lane was there. But it's very much a, like, I'm going to go get me a drink. Do you want a drink?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, no, I've got my own. No, but I'm going. So I'll get you what I'm getting.
Yeah.
And it's just really kind of cool. People handing you cans of things, or maybe somebody brought a cask. Did you know you could get casks of Sex on the Beach?
Wow.
No.
I know, right?
Where did this come from?
Maybe we need to find that.
Right? So somebody was like, oh, I've got Sex on the Beach. It's in a goon bag in my fridge. And I was like, you know what? I'm in.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, go get ice. You know, so.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, it's.
It's also interesting because just a bit ago, you said something about people coming out and walking into conversations with folks. But one of the things I thought was fun to watch was the early morning people. And then the people that get up a bit later, because like the early morning people would go out, and if they made it there, which didn't happen often, I don't think, but if they made it there before the proprietors did, they would start straightening up the pool area, collecting items onto the table.
Amazing group of people.
Oh my God. Yeah. Right.
There was no mess. There was no problems. There was no breakage. There was no damage.
Yeah.
Just good people.
There was one person that had to match the chairs to the table because OCD.
He told me.
God bless him. He was like,
every morning I would come out and I'd try to relax, and then I would see that the chairs were in the wrong location.
But you had those early morning people that you go sit poolside, you have your coffee, and then like by the time we got up, we'd sit poolside, have coffee, have your tea, whatever, and just whoever wandered by, sit down and have a conversation. And it didn't matter who it was, anything.
One of the things that I thought was delightful is we had a spot right above the cafe that's attached to the venue.
Mm.
And we would go out via the cafe a few times, or I'd be out on the balcony, and every morning there was different groupings of people having breakfast together.
But I noticed that too.
Yeah,
but then we saw photos of our room with the view inside a room saying, we're not stalking you.
Yeah, we didn't get stalked much at all. Oh,
yeah. I do remember standing out waiting for a coffee once and kind of looking, and I could see your feet, because you were sitting on the balcony, and I texted you. I was like, look to your left. And you got up and went inside, and I was like, that's your right.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah, no, but to see that intermingling of everybody, everybody there's got a common interest, obviously, but there's people from all walks of life, and everybody had their barriers down, chatting, and as well as chatting about the interesting things that they do as individuals, it's pushing into some of their sexual proclivities. I make paddles, I do massage, I'm into this, and just hearing that and hearing experiences is part of that social thing. That was great.
Which is also great that there's so many people that do things like that, that then we can kind of outsource them. Like, oh, look, you want a massage? We know somebody who does that over here.
Yeah. Well, and that's another thing is, like, we had a lot of luggage, Angela and I. I'm going to say it. We had an obscene amount of luggage, and that could be because one of us created an anything but clothes costume made out of toilet paper rolls.
Let's talk about costumes.
Well, before we get there, I just want to say that we weren't the only ones that well overpacked. There was a lot of kink gear that was brought. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. There was someone brought and checked in an airplane a massage table so that they could have their proper from home massage table. Honestly, hats off to you.
I love it.
Yeah, you're willing to carry that shit around just to share, like, joy with your partner, sure, because that was the main goal. But then they were happy to share it with everybody.
Look, we needed a sign-up sheet for people.
We really did.
Like, we needed an FPOS machine.
Yeah.
And an FPOS machine. Just the tip is enough.
I love it. Okay, so let's go to costumes.
Okay.
So we had a few theme nights. So the first night by the pool was cocktail affair, so just look nice, look pretty. And I will say that I don't think there was anybody who didn't make an effort to look decent. It didn't have to be like super fancy dressed up sequiny kind of things. There were sequins, however. But it doesn't have to be, right? It's also tropical. And so it's just look nice, have fun with it, and make yourself presentable. This is the first time you're walking in and seeing these people, right? This is your first impression.
That's why I wore a t-shirt with a pineapple wearing a thong or a g-string with the word slut under it.
You did. Yes.
You had the jacket to match.
I also had the jacket and the shorts to match. Yeah. I was a classed up pineapple slut, but I was still a pineapple slut.
Yeah, that was funny. And then second day was stage and screen. And that one we went offsite to a bar. And it was actually really good because they gave us an area at the back to ourselves. Also meant we had to walk through the entire bar dressed up in our stage and screen outfits. And there were some fantastic ones. I'm just going to call out one couple because the gentleman, Bradford and I, we were Flintstones, but we were Pebbles, Bam Bam, and Dino.
He practiced that so much, didn't
he? It's actually a natural talent. I was born to play a dinosaur pet.
And so we were standing outside waiting for a few folks to walk down to the bar. And who comes down the stairs but Daddy?
Fred Flucking Flintstone.
Yep, so Fred Flintstone walks down the stairs, and he was like, oh, Wilma's just upstairs getting ready. And so we had a family portrait. If you look on Instagram, I'm sure it's there.
Shout out to the Kinky Carpenter. He also makes some really nice things. So if you live in Sydney, like us, and you're looking for new sex toys and some furniture, like us, reach out to him.
Yeah, yeah. But that was fun. But there were a lot of just stellar outfits. Yeah. There were Vikings.
Dude, the Vikings from the television show Viking was a little intimidating.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, they had the full face paint. I loved
it. They walked in, I was like, holy shit, that's amazing. Yeah. I love it. Yeah.
It's all good at a costume party, but walking down the back alley later on, you'd be running.
Fucking oath, mate.
They also did amazing with their first outfit for the first night.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Yeah, so they just tore it up.
Yeah.
There were a couple of like, I love like the sarcastic kind of touch. Mm-hmm. Blue's Clues, Bluey from Blue's Clues. Yep. That was cute.
And then that came on the TV.
And that yeah. was so funny. They were like, well, he's small screen. It's small screen. And then literally on the giant projection behind them, they were playing an episode of Blue's Clues. And I was like, or the giant screen.
That was fantastic. Yeah. 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 Yeah, there are a lot of good ones, and I like seeing it. And admittedly, while we did get a few looks at the bar, nothing like terrible, right? But somebody, as we were standing out front, well, first of all, somebody commented on all the Flintstones walking by.
Yeah.
But then somebody else, we were standing out front making sure everybody knew we were at the back, and somebody was like, oh, what's the occasion? And Bradford's like, birthday.
Yeah, people don't ask about birthdays. And especially in Australia, I find that because you all don't really celebrate Halloween, your costume parties are always birthday parties. And like everybody, we've been to
so many dress up birthday parties.
Yeah. And they like, oh, it's a theme. Mm. I'm like, you do that more than kids do in the States. So you can say it's a birthday and they're like, oh, cool.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good. And then night three was colors. So that was, you know, either pride colors, favorite colors, something, don't care. Just wanted to see colors. I did like somebody came in white, absence of color.
Yes, somebody was wearing black. Yeah. Yeah. Presence of all color.
But there were, it was, so again, that was one that I think people just really had fun with. And there were couples, most couples I would say coordinated, not all couples did, but you don't have to, right? But like there was one couple, they were in like a peachy salmon kind of color.
Yeah.
So many different fun outfits. And that was the whole point of it, was just to have fun, right?
So the person who wore the all white, he came up to me and he goes, because I'm pretty sure he was expecting me to give him hell, right? Because I was wearing my full rainbow suit. And he goes, what color is this? And I went, it's the presence of all color or the presence of no color. But it's the presence of all color if you're looking at light. And he goes, no, but what color do you call it? And I was like, well, it's white. He goes, that's what I meant. But it's also the presence of all color.
You didn't give him the answer he wanted.
No, I know. It was like, I was giving him the positive answer, but he was expecting me to knock him down. So.
Yeah.
But no, I don't knock people.
We're here to build people up. Come on.
Because I don't have to.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Most of us trip over our own stuff anyway.
And then the next night after that, we had
ABC.
ABC. So this one was poolside. So you could have a bit more fun with it and be a bit more hanging out and whatnot, show a bit more skin. So that was anything but clothes. And I wrote down a fair number, not everything I saw, but I wrote down a fair number because I didn't want to forget some of them that were just fucking amazing. And I know my memory.
Yes, so. That's true. Because I'm sitting here right now and I can't remember what you wore.
Well, let's talk about what you wore. It took up half of this giant huge suitcase and four households saved months for.
So I employed all of my dear friend's family to collect toilet paper rolls for me. And I will say there was a part of me as I was putting it together going, you know, people are collecting these rolls probably before they wash their hands. So my costume is probably covered in both fecal matter and cum.
You're welcome.
Probably should have left it sitting out in the UV for a bit.
Probably should have. Didn't. You know, hindsight's 20/20, and now I've got a little spot and an itch that I can't explain. No. But I then created what can only be described as a vest and a jaunty pair of shorts.
Which was great fun watching you try and walk in those because you had toilet paper rolls between your legs.
And you kept saying, make a kilt. And I was like, fuck you. Kilts are easy. I'm making shorts. Uh-huh. And I did. And I walked like I was a cowboy for a night. And people were impressed.
I honestly think you're only about 2-3 months worth of collecting away from Cthulhu.
That's the other thing. Some people said I looked like what's his face from Pirates of the Caribbean.
Barbossa,
yes.
Yep.
I had a couple of Cthulhu comments.
Yep.
I had a couple of you seem very Rastafarian.
What about the flying spaghetti monster?
I got that once. Somebody said that as well. So there was a lot of interpretation of the giant roll of loo, paper roll. And yes, so in the end, would I do it again? Yes. Would I do it the same way? Probably not. This time I would make, you know, something a little more haute couture.
Also,
it was actually warm, surprisingly warm. Yeah. I just want to say I was wearing underwear and toilet paper rolls, but they kept touching me. And I think it was just like Ugh.
Well, cause it is far north Queensland, so it's warm and humid. Although I will say this year was not as warm as last year.
No, thank
but
God.
It's still humid. It was, so, yeah.
But yes, highly, I was proud of that.
Yeah.
And what did you wear?
I had a dress made out of playing cards and a little bra top thing. They were both normal playing cards, and then we have sexy playing cards. Some are Black Label Penthouse. Some are, I don't know, random sexy whatever things from Amsterdam. So they were just shuffled together and all intermingled.
Yes.
It did look amazing.
It did.
Yep. It was also warm. I kept it on for an hour 15, and then I took it off.
Yeah.
Toby?
Yeah. I had a wonderful suit of armor made, which was all Star Wars trivia cards. Now, anybody that knows me knows that's up my alley. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's true.
Yeah. So, but I did have people looking at my crutch reading trivia, which is a lovely thing.
Were they trying to answer?
Whoa. No, but they were like, wow, that question's hard. I think I'm going to look for the answer on the dark side. And Judy, I actually really liked yours. You're going to try to tear it down, but yours was one of my favorites.
I just wore a red bodysuit and happened to be walking through Kmart at the same time as what Bradford was. And he was like, what about this? So I just had a big red bow on the top of the front of me.
You're the gift that I love to unwrap.
Oh, get a room.
All right, let's take a short break.
Okay, so here are some of the other costumes that we had.
I'm just going to pause right there real quick. Sorry, before we go there. Your giant bow was, I think that doesn't sort of describe just how giant it was. It was a giant bow.
Yes, it was.
The bow was wider than you are. And you know how bows have those tails where you, like, you know, you notch them? Yours were down near your lady parts, and you kept playing with them. And I was like, Judy, stop playing with your flaps. Your flaps are in the wind. And, like, there were so many good jokes that could be made from yours. Like, I want to unwrap you.
Well,
you're the presents I always wanted.
Cope did partway through the night say, I could re-gift you. And that, to me, that was one that I was like, oh, so you don't want me, so you're going to palm me off onto the next person.
It was funny because I was there when that happened. And what's funny is when Kobe said that, I was like, oh, that's funny. And then you responded. I was like, oh, that's not funny.
Run, Bradford, run.
Kobe, run. Save yourself. I'll step on her flaps.
So I will say there were a couple of other Christmas ones, and particularly the gentleman had some lights, like they were battery powered, lights wrapped around him, but it was apparently lights just on wire. And sometimes they were like around the back of his neck. Right. And sometimes he would tilt his head back and there'd be a connection and he'd like shock himself.
It was the perfect gift for him.
But what's funny is he bought like this gift sack
tinsel.
And then just cut the bottom off of it and and put it on. And it fit him poorly, but perfectly. But it was every time he turned the lights on and then moved, he'd go, ah!
And he had tinsel and things. So yeah, there were a few Christmas ones. There was also a mermaid.
Yes.
With like a full mermaid tail, so she could not really walk.
Yeah, it was. That looked really cool.
That was a ploy to get service all night. That's what that was.
So. And it fucking worked.
It did. Yeah.
Honestly, I told her if I'd known that she was coming as a mermaid, I would have come as a merman, but I would have built a suit that the merman with legs and a fish
on top.
I would have been like a full fish head at the top. I'm not sure how I would have made it, but I'd have figured it out.
Toilet
paper rolls.
What can't you do? Like, what can't you do with toilet paper roll? They're going to send me to the moon.
We also had someone who took two cum rags and made a loincloth out of them.
That was brilliant.
There was a picture on Discord if you're on Discord.
It was a by-the-by branded costume.
And I think it looked like especially great on this person because they are like super fit, this like specimen of fitness. And so it just...
We hate them.
But it looked like they were like going to war or something, right?
Yeah, honestly, like he could have.
I mean, a cum war, but.
Yeah. I would have left him storm my beaches. Yeah.
We had someone who made a costume out of COVID masks, like, you know, the face mask that you wear.
Yeah. Well, so let's pause right there for half mm-hmm. a second, because she made a bra out of COVID masks, yeah. mm-hmm. but then her skirt was made out of the pillowcase from her room. Yeah. So I want people to imagine.
I don't think it was a pillowcase. I think it's that little sash thing
at the end of the bed. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
The little runner goes across the bottom of the bed.
So for the record, folks, that's why you always take them off your bed, because you don't know where they've been. You're like, don't put your face in that. Don't dry your tears on that, for the love of God. It's got coochie all over it.
There was also a couple where she had a thong. So she had this like bright, sparkly thong in the, you know, front of her lady parts, and it was a thong.
It was a flip-flop for you in
the
States.
Yeah, a flip-flop thong. And then he had a stubby holder and had his junk in the stubby holder. Apparently there was another further in joke that I heard later, in that he had thought that somebody who was there that they knew from before had left their stubby holder in his room and messaged and said, and I'm going to might butcher the story, so sorry, but it's something to this effect, like thought that they left the stubby holder in the room, messaged him and said, do you leave your stubby holder? No, I've got mine, and da da da. And so then it was like, is this your stubby holder kind of thing? So there was a further thing to it that most of us really didn't get at the time. It was still funny just to have like your junk in the stubby holder.
I also noticed that his stubby holder, koozie, and the strap that held it on were lanyards from Temptation.
Yeah, yeah, they were.
So there you go. Yeah. Or maybe it's Hedonism. I'm pretty sure it's
Temptation. No, I think it, oh, I don't know. I think it's Temptations.
Pretty sure Temptation.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they'll let you know.
Yeah, so that one was great. There was also somebody who had a bunch of winning ribbons. They were best in show. They had like all these winning ribbons and basically just wrapped them all around themselves, made a skirt, made a top. And she was like, I was wondering what we're going to do with all of these ribbons one day.
Yeah.
Honestly, when I saw that, I think that was my favorite of all the favorites.
Yeah.
That one was clever. It was very personal. Like, I ended up talking to them about that.
It was done really well, but it was just one of those like just perfect look around, see what you've got, make something out of it, do it fucking well. Like that was definitely best in show.
I'm going to call out the talent, because I think all of them were from 2023. That many Holy ribbons shit. From 2023 is impressive.
And 2023 ain't over.
It ain't over yet.
Wow. That
I didn't incredible. Actually look at all the years.
I didn't look at the years, but now I'm like, but they were all, there was a lot of blue.
Yeah.
There was a lot of blue on that.
Yeah.
That she looks good in blue.
I was inspecting closely.
I feel like I should have.
Yeah. I wanted to inspect closer. I did not.
Yeah.
All right. Next year.
Connections.
Next year.
Next
year. Maybe before. We'll see.
Yeah.
Road trip.
There was also someone that wore an apron. And then we had a whiteboard. So somebody had a whiteboard on the front and a whiteboard on the back. And what they were saying is basically everybody could come up and write something on the whiteboard, and they were going to go home and like lacquer it or like cover it. So that way it was then forever.
I didn't hear that part.
Yeah.
Oh, he's not going to like what I did, because he's an ultra, ultra sub. Uh-huh. And I wrote, deserves to be loved. Because I told him that was the cruelest thing I thought that I could write on his board.
Well, that's there forever.
That's great. Good for me. I'm a monster.
Yep. There was a couple that did Twister. So Twister top, Twister bottom. And then like the spinny thing was in front of his junk.
I think everybody had a spin of that.
Yeah, I think so.
That was good.
Yeah, that was good. And also I did see people playing with it later and like spinning it, like, okay, who's got, like, cause they were gone at that point, but then the board was still downstairs on the table by the pool, and somebody would spin it and be like, okay, who's got green on? I've got a like their left hand green.
That was a drunk Spanky.
It was, but it was still funny. It was funny. Cause I thought she was going to fall over and like hurt herself.
I thought she was going to fall in the pool.
We had,
so as a side note, she had this amazing,
I was getting, there. Oh, fuck, go ahead, do it. Let's
She
get
had an amazing, I think, quality wise, hers was the one that I would have gone, yeah, you bought that.
I would agree. So she had a shell and rope bikini. So it was basically all these shells strung together on rope, but it was
like
so
macrame, or how do you say it here? Macrame.
Macrame.
Really? You guys don't say macrame?
I heard so many people macrame. There. That's where I meant to tell you then.
Oh. Yeah.
They put the emphasis on the different syllable again.
Y'all are weird.
Y'all, right?
You did. So we've got a new question for citizenship. How do you say with this word?
I will add, with her outfit, most of the shells that she used were collected from holidays that she'd been on that she'd picked up off the beach.
Yeah.
So again, it's personal.
Yep. But, and she can go to jail for it.
But like
Don't check anybody's pockets coming back from Fitzroy.
But hers, like you said, was super good, like, quality. And it was one of those when I saw it, because we saw her making it, like, in progress.
Yeah.
But then seeing it all together, I was like, holy shit, this feels like something, like, when we lived in North Carolina, I feel like I could have gone to one of those little shops at Carolina Beach and found this there. And it would have been fucking expensive.
It sounded beautiful. Yeah. And I made her promise that she was going to take it home. She's like, it's really heavy. I was like, you cannot throw that away. Like, she went, like, because we saw the cord that she used to build it. It was basic cord. And she built, was so impressed.
It was very impressive.
Yeah. You could hear her coming a mile away.
Yeah.
She kept twisting her ass and jingling it. And I was like, it's just great. I love it.
Mm-hmm. There was a couple who did paper plates.
Yes.
Which, again, like, just whatever's around, whatever you can use.
And some very impressive cereal bowls.
Some cereal bowls. Yeah. Wait, were they cereal bowls or like mixing bowls?
Mixing bowls,
They were big cereal bowls, and they were full of her Lucky Charms. Yeah. I was cuckoo for her Cocoa Puffs.
There was body paint. So, So
Somebody painted a,
So yeah, painting a bikini. It started with painting a bikini. And then I was like, well, just leave the paint out so people can like paint on you and things. And there were some handprints and some other bits that came later.
I think Judy was part of those handprints.
Mm-hmm. It was fun.
Then there was a pillowcase. Somebody just had a pillowcase on, like just wrapped around.
I just love it.
And towels and sheets. Somebody made an outfit out of fly screen.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, it's just...
I mean, honestly, in far north Queensland, having an outfit made out of fly screen is a great idea.
Yeah.
It actually is, because the flies, the March flies were...
Yes.
Oh,
so, like, that's not a bad plan.
I also didn't know that March flies stalk you like yellow jackets do if you kill one of them.
Mm-hmm. They're not nice. We also had trash bags.
Caution tape.
Caution tape.
Yep.
Yeah.
Trash bags. Like, honestly, you all, just talking about it just brings me joy. I remember someone was wearing a postie bag.
Bags
that's post office.
Postie bags.
And again, I was looking at that going, is that not a felony?
I think it's more of it's a caricature of.
Yeah.
The garbage bags, they had to rearrange what they were doing because they thought the party was nighttime. So they actually had fluoro paint and fluoro and outfits.
This is the Vikings friends. These are the ones to watch.
Yeah.
The costumes.
Redid very quickly.
Well, that's clever. It's a very good way to redo that. But also,
I asked when they came out, I was like, are those the bags from your room? And they were like, yes.
I was going to say, and because of that, I was thinking about because that did start as an afternoon party, you know, kind of going into evening. So it starts daylight, right? So that's difficult to do anything fluoro.
Yep.
But then that just means maybe next year we do a neon night and then they can use whatever they had. And everybody's got neon, right?
Exactly. Most people do. True.
So that would be kind of a fun
Have some black lights.
Yeah. We'll set some black lights up.
Oh, now you got me excited.
Yeah.
I wonder if we can get black spotlights.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sure.
I'm not going to check under those black lights at midnight, though.
I am. One of my favorite things to do is to look at my used underwear under black light and go, yeah, you see that? That's a joy. That's joy. That's joy I brought to myself. Like, that's joy that some people help me. Yeah.
So I guess that's the question is, do we really want to have black lights around that pool?
And the answer is yes. Yes, we do.
We certainly do.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. I think... Yeah, it's so funny because I look back at it now and I'm like, I do wish that we had like a desire or something, because if we could get a bunch of people, I would love to do like a top 10 fashion show. And like that would be so much fun. Maybe the people wouldn't like it, but honestly, I think they would with the amount of buy-in that we had from ABC.
Yeah.
Because that's a hard thing to get people's buy-in on.
It is. Right? And I actually expected that we would have about half the people do something, but I think everyone I saw put an effort in.
I think ABC had the best buy-in of all of them, including stage and screen, which was out, and arguably a lot easier.
Yeah.
And
also,
it was
color.
Great to see. Yeah. And colors.
Just wear something
just
bright.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
There was so much more buy-in. I'm going to call out one other costume because I absolutely loved it. It was another playing card costume.
Oh, yes.
These two crowns.
Yes.
There was a king and queen, and the crowns were incredibly well made.
The crowns were fantastic.
And my favorite was the sash of condoms, the royal sash of condoms. I loved that. It was so clever.
Yeah, their headpieces were just amazing. They looked great.
Yeah.
Oofed. Yeah, there were just so many great outfits, and it was just like, and again, like you said, like I just really love that people actually put some effort into it because it's just fun and it's a bit, you know, just quirky and just show yourself a bit kind of thing.
Yeah.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
One of my favorite giveaways that we gave away at Escape to the Tropics 2023 was Curious Humans. Like, Tyler's amazing. And the folks who won the game were delightful humans. And one of the couples had never heard of the game at all. We had the Aussie version, we had the kinky version, and we had the full base game. And yeah, they had never heard of it. They were so excited to get it. The ones who won the base game had ordered other parts of the game, but just couldn't get the base game. Look, it is for everyone. You thought I was going to say it's not for everyone, but I didn't. You're wrong. It is for everyone. And I advise that you go to CuriousHumansGame.com and get your version and use checkout code BYTHEBY, BYTHEBI. Why? Because you're going to get 10% off. And like, look, every little bit counts, right? Yeah, it does. Curiouser and curiouser, just like Alice in Wonderland, go to CuriousHumansGames.com and use checkout code BYTHEBY. AdamandEve.com has a sex toy for everybody. We gave away some stuff this week that you could get on AdamandEve.com. Cock rings, glass dildos, lubes, and more. All you have to do is go to AdamandEve.com and use checkout code By the by, that's BYTHEBI. Why? Because, not why the letter, why the why? Like, why? What do you get for that? What do you get? You get free shipping. That's right. You also get one item at 50% off, 6 videos on demand, and some extra sexy little goodies thrown into your box. That's right. Use checkout code By the by, BYTHEBI, at adamandeve.com and, look, I'm not going to guarantee you good times, but you're much closer than you are right now.
Yeah. And then the last night was Leather and Lace.
Yep.
So that's something that we thought, you know, with all the creativity and work that had to go into ABC, let's do something that probably most people have already in their wardrobe, because most people have some kind of lingerie or leather, lace, things like that. And it also kind of fit because that was also the night that we did the dungeon room.
Yes.
So that way, you know, it seems to kind of go a bit hand in hand.
It does. Our only flaw, I will call out a mistake that we made, was making that one start at 4. We had some people come down at 5 and they were already dressed up. And it was like,
yeah,
it's way too early to be dressed up.
I was going to say, and if we're going to talk about, so one of the things I want to do differently next year is the timing of the theme. Some of them were afternoon, some were evening. And I feel like they should all be after
the same time frame.
I feel like they should all be the same and they should all be after dinner realistically. Because one of the issues that I had last year and again this year was last year, we were like, there's so many great restaurants around that we want to check out. And we didn't really have an opportunity to because we were either at the resort doing the things or whatever. And so we didn't get to the restaurants that we wanted to. And then this year we kept the same schedule as last year. And so it was the same thing again. And we didn't really get out as much as we wanted to. So I think next year we make all the themes nighttime after dinner. So you can go out, you can have dinner, you can bring dinner in, you could do whatever you want. And then all the themes be nighttime afterwards. And that way it's in the same time it's expected. Everybody knows.
Yeah.
And there's no trying to figure that out and whatnot. So I think that is something that I would like to change next year.
Agreed.
I do know on the last night when we did the dungeon thing, because it started early, we didn't have dinner that night.
We didn't
because
either.
Because we were both busy doing things and they're just, we got up at 5:30 the next morning to leave because we had an early flight. Thank you, Kobe. Again.
We'll talk about mistakes that we made in the second unit.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. That'll be one of the first ones I bring up too.
Didn't know this was a 4-hour podcast.
But we didn't actually get to eat because airport was busy and we didn't. And it was like 2 o'clock before we got home and we were both like, we got to eat.
Yeah. Yeah. And I will say that's something this year we didn't really. Last year at some point, I think we went for a Thai takeaway and brought it back and had it kind of around the poolside. And this year we didn't. We had a few dumplings and things, but nothing really substantial. And at the beginning of the night, I wasn't really hungry. At the end of the night, I was hungry.
Because you've been flogging people for like 2.5 hours.
And it was like, okay, I've got chips in the room. I really don't want those. I wasn't hungry enough to eat the chips. So I wasn't that hungry, really.
It was 10 to 11 and we were looking on Uber Eats at everything that was closed.
We had chips.
But I didn't really want chips. I wanted something substantial.
Mama wanted a steak.
Yeah. Yeah. So there are some things that I think we've learned that, like I said, because we've had the same schedule for 2 years in a row. And I feel like we have a better idea anyway as to what works, what doesn't. So we'll shift it up next year. We'll see. Again, it's a work in progress and see what works and have fun with it.
So along that line, and I think that's what you just said is a perfect example of that line, which is this whole event has been a work in progress. And, you know, we've been working very closely with our dear friends, Ray and Jackie at Exclusively RHP.
Yep.
What are the targets that we might have missed this year?
What didn't work?
Or what are the new targets that we should make for next year?
Yeah. I mean, I can tell you from my perspective, what I think needs work is that, like, so the themes and the timing of some of that and just pushing that all to evening after dinner kind of stuff. The other thing that I would really like, and we started a bit this year, we did shift a couple things, and I would like to do it better next year, is to have some days that there's nothing.
Yeah.
So that you can, if you want to just veg by the pool, you can. If you want to shop around, you can. If you want to do other excursions and go out and explore the area, you can. Because there's a little bit of time for that now, but there's not a lot of time. But there's a lot to do up there.
Yeah.
And also, there's a lot of just fucking chilling by the pool. And we did more this year than last year.
True.
Not as much as I wanted to. So I would like to restructure and arrange things that there's more of that free time and also just time to connect with people. Because while we had more time this year, we didn't really, like, I don't feel like there was as much time to be like, hey, let's go play. Let's do the thing.
Agreed.
Right?
Yeah. Look, and I think, and sorry for all the North Americans that are listening, we get 4 weeks a year off work in Australia. Sorry, Americans.
But you were spot on.
That's a week. That's a week for everybody. You're working, you're doing things, you want some downtime.
Yeah.
You want to be able to spend that time. And you people in lifestyle, you've got families, you've got other commitments. Not every holiday is just for yourself. And you do want
that. Suckers, ours are.
Yeah, but that's very true. But you know, mistakes. I told you it's not a 4-hour podcast for my mistakes. But no, I think, and that's a big part of it. And I think that really would work to get a little bit more downtime. And it is, we talked just before, you mentioned the intimate connection. You start to get that connection. The sex is more intimate, and that's something you like.
Yeah.
It's hard to build that if you just event.
And agreed.
Yeah, there's some time that can be made for that for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. You both touched on things that I definitely want to address in the future. And there's got to be a way to, I don't know, what I want to come up with is a way, not a missed connections kind of thing, but this is what I want. And when we were at Desire a couple of times with like Life on the Swing Set, there were post-it notes that you could just write on and stick to a glass window that was in the very central location. We struggle because we don't have a bar in the location. So we would have to put it up as a notice board or something where people can see. And
I
like,
still think we could do that, but I do think it is also harder. And it's also a different sized group, so it
is. It's a much smaller group than Desire, much smaller. Yeah. But I would love to make it a way for people to make connections and be like, I like you, because I understand that ultimately we are all still in high school, because as Bowling for Soup says, high school never ends. But I would love for there to be a way where people can do safely a, I like you, do you like me?
Or, I mean, it's also on a different scale because, again, numbers of people. But, like, one of the things I know I saw at Desire was somebody posted, basically, I want a gangbang. Come to this room at this time.
Exactly.
And so it doesn't necessarily have to be gangbang, but it can be maybe I want to be touched. I want something. I want whatever. And it can be, here's my room. Here's a time. If you want to engage and can engage, come. I mean, I guess the problem with a small group is you run the risk of nobody coming, right? But at the same time, you're putting yourself out there and just saying, and don't take offense if nobody is able to, because again, people are doing different things.
Or if nobody's interested, yeah. Like, and that's the thing. It's like, it's because it, I think we say a lack of interest from other people is at one point is a lack of interest at all points.
In me, not just in this activity, yeah. But in me.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, I think that's something that's, If nobody shows up for your gangbang, it doesn't mean that nobody wants to gangbang you. It means that, somebody had drinks that they had already planned. Somebody had something else that they had planned.
They're eating lunch.
They're having dinner. Or they're out on an excursion that wasn't planned as part of the group. So we would have to come up with a way that people could be like, I have interest and I want to go.
Could you not have... If those who wanted to have an envelope on your door that somebody could slip a little note in if they wanted to get together with you.
Ooh, I do like that.
Mm.
Because then you're not putting yourself out there for everybody to see and somebody not seeing
you
anybody turn up.
You also then have to know what rooms people are in.
That you can go to the coordinator that, or maybe... I know that that's an experience.
I like the idea of what you're interested in.
I guess I like the idea. I'm just thinking of like people's privacy and if they're okay with us giving out room numbers and things.
It would be something you have to opt in.
But
right?
If it's an opt in for like, are you okay if someone's interested that we give your room number out? And maybe we ask that beforehand and go ahead and put like envelopes up to doors and things ahead of time or something.
Most of the time, the people that we were talking to, we'd know what room they were in. Mm. And so then it's just like making a date without being rejected face to face, so you don't feel so small. So, yeah,
I do like.
I like
that.
This idea. I think it needs workshopped, but I really like the idea.
We can workshop it. We've got a year,
exactly. Yeah.
12 months to the day, probably.
Yeah, probably.
Close.
I think let's now. We got a lot of compliments. I'm just going to put it out there. We got a lot of compliments from people. People were very happy with how it went. They really enjoyed themselves. Let's talk about like some of the, like what were non-specific, but pitfalls that people could have run into that we can sort of, how to prevent problems in the future.
So one pitfall that I heard, I was talking to someone and they said that they're going to take a page out of our book next year because they came up just in time for the event. And they said that the first day or two, they weren't necessarily themselves and in the right headspace for this. And they said, next year, we're going to come up a day or two early to get out of work mode and that kind of thing. So I think that that's something that is fairly common, is that people need to have a time to get out of work mode. And whether that's coming up early to the area or just taking the time off of work and being at home and, you know, just kind of being away from work and something. You don't necessarily have to travel during that time. But I did hear a couple of people say that, like, oh, we're going to take a page out of your book next year and just take time for ourselves before. And it might even be go stay in a hotel somewhere in your city before you fly up or something. Yeah. But just to have some time, you know, before you go in, just to make sure that you're really in the headspace and you're not like,
get out of work mode.
Yeah, you're not thinking, oh, I've got this, or so who's taking care of this, or is somebody doing that? You don't want to be thinking about that shit.
Yeah, we actually enjoy the couple of days that we spend before we get there, because we do go over, we communicate with each other, we talk about what
inconceivable.
It doesn't happen very often. But we talk about what we would like to get out of the holiday with 20 other people. And
did you get what you wanted out of the holiday?
Yeah, we did.
You all pre-planned?
Yep.
Yeah, I think we did.
We did. Well and truly.
Good.
Yeah, yeah, it was. It was actually really good. We got a lot of bonuses.
Yeah, I didn't expect to be doing the dungeon thing on the last night.
I was so proud of you.
Oh, I wasn't expecting the dungeon thing on the last night.
Because we didn't plan it at all. Until like the day before kind of thing, when everybody showed so much interest in our dungeon intro to BDSM kind of workshop. And the fact that you fucking stepped up and you shocked the shit out of a lot of people.
So for those,
not in the bad way, but
for those who weren't there, there was, you know, most people listening. there we had one of the rooms set up as a dungeon room on the last night. No,
we set it up from last midway night, yeah. through. Yeah. But yeah. On the last night it was an active dungeon.
Yeah, and so we set it up as that, and it was we had two flogging stations, and then Judy was doing electro play with a neon wand as well. So also this is a fairly small little room, right?
It's a one-bedroom apartment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A studio.
Yeah, a one-bedroom studio apartment. There's no kitchen. There's a kitchen nook. We took over the living room. We moved all of their furniture around. Mm-hmm. We took over the family room, the sitting space, and had a cushy chair in the middle with people basically using facing it as an other. A-frame, yeah. facing each other. Yeah. And then the bedroom, which was open to that space.
Also, talking about people bringing massage tables and things, next year I'm going to hit someone up to make a semi-portable, fairly portable A-frame.
Talk to you, Kinky Carpenter.
That can be brought up for this type of thing.
Honestly, it would have been amazing to have it there.
The problem, the hard thing I think with A-frames, and this gets into things people really probably don't care about, is the floor space it takes up. So it would need to be a narrow A-frame because, again, we're talking it's a small space, right? Yeah. But again, just to have something. But the chair worked fine.
And it was
the
a small space with a ceiling fan. And I just want to say, so many times that night, I kept thinking how proud Tyler, our moderator, would have been, because he is a dungeon master. Mm-hmm. And I kept thinking, man, Tyler's going to be proud. He would be so proud of us.
And we had Lolo Lady, who was our work pony. She's not a pony, but she was our work
coordinator bitch.
Yeah, she was the one who was making sure that everybody was in line, that if you want something done, you talk to her.
You weren't talking too loudly.
Yeah.
She kept a timer so that we could keep every experience down to about 15 minutes.
She kept coming in and she's like holding 7 minutes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then a couple of minutes later, she'd come in. 5 minutes.
Yeah. And I loved, she would do that for me and then give me a wink, like, you know what's going on. Yeah,
she was doing that for me too.
And I love it. Like, it was so, it ran as smoothly as I could have imagined.
Especially for something that was just put together ad hoc.
Yeah.
So again, next year I think it'll be a much more well-oiled machine. But I think we did fairly well, I feel
for
like.
A machine that hadn't ever ran, it was pretty fucking oiled.
But we're going to up the game next year and get a better electro wand.
That's on my list. Because we've got a few folks that need more.
Yeah.
So I ended up, that was up on full. Every person, there was 8 people that.
Even me?
Yeah, it was on full.
I never go up to full.
I mean, that's the neon wand is good, but it is an intro, right? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's a good intro kind of thing. But at the same time, there are a few folks there that I know that particularly want more.
Yeah.
Also, the
there was a definite. There was a few people that had never tried it before, and they zoned out completely.
I love it.
They loved it so much. So,
it's funny because I think back to the first time we experienced it was the dungeon at Desire. So if the people who make the neon and violet ones can get sales out of this, that makes me happy. This is moving love from one spot to another.
So I will
get an Australian adapter for it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
Yes.
The other thing I will say that I heard a few comments while I was flogging is because this was an intro for a lot of people, right? So there's a lot of people who've never seen this kind of thing before. They've never participated in this kind of thing before, but I think it was just that kind of the expectation of what impact play is, can be, should be, whatever, I don't know, but that expectation. And I heard a few people say if you're still able to talk, it's not hard enough. Or if you're still able to this, then
you've got to leave a mark.
Yeah. Right. And I heard a few people commenting on things like that. And I'm like, and these are people that, I'm just like, but that's not the point. And especially because a lot of these people were new to it. And some of them I'd had conversations the previous night. So I knew where their headspace was. I knew what they were expecting. It was just a, let's have a slow intro. Let's do some paddles. Let's play with this implement. Let's try this. Let's try that. And just really give you a full spectrum of experience so you can figure out, is impact play for you, especially being a bottom in impact play, is that for you? Is there a particular implement that you like? Do you like paddles more than floggers? Do you like, the stingy, the thuddy, the whatever? And so it was about giving them the breadth of the experience, not taking them all the way to their limits. That wasn't the goal. And I think that's where having that conversation with them beforehand was great. Cause again, you get to know what the scene needs to look like, But the people on the sidelines don't know that.
Yeah.
And I do think people who aren't as exposed to this may think that you have to go from 0 to 100, break your toy, and that's the goal. But it's not always the goal.
Well, I never want to break my toy because I always want to be able to play with it again.
Yeah. Right.
But like, and I think that's, it is very interesting. And I'm going to say, as somebody who, I will say that I have, maybe Judy, one of the two of us, has the right to absolutely say this because we are both tops and bottoms. We're full switches, right? I want to feel it as much as I want to give it. Mm-hmm. And like, and if you mark me, the second you mark me, I'm done. Like, I know when it happens. It's happened before. And the second it happens, I'm like, nope, I am no longer interested in this experience. It takes me out of the zone. It takes me out of subspace. And I was trying to explain subspace to some people and, you know, trying to explain why we want to go to subspace and things like that and how we get there. And I think ultimately that's a completely different podcast in the future that we need to sort of dissect all of that. But things like 50 Shades of Grey have really ruined it for newbies. Mm. And it's sort of like kind of being interested in racing cars and watching Days of Thunder and go, oh, that's how I do it. Like it's or interested in marine biology, so you watch Jaws, or interested in space and you watch Star Wars. None of this is real, people. Mm. Like, it's not real. Why do we think romance is real in movies and we're accepting of things like Alien as being weird? Like, we need to fix our mindset.
And yeah, your headspace comes from what you want to be real,
and
not from someone sitting there going, oh, if you're just having a good time, it's not working.
Yeah, and I think that's right there. You sort of tangentially hit on it, what I'm trying to distill it down to, which is watching a kink scene is no different than the intimacy that you watch sex with. And if you look at somebody and go, you're not doing sex right, get out of my fucking dungeon.
Also, if you're watching a scene, what you expect from it is not necessarily what the participants expect from
it. Yeah.
So don't push your expectations onto them.
Yeah.
And because like I said, like there were not just me, but we had another top there as well. Another service top who was, I'm going to say flogging, paddling, working with folks as well. And like, there were a lot of newbies that we worked with and a lot of people who'd never experienced this. And it's like, you don't want to take them all the way to red the first time.
You don't want to get a paddle out and thud them and go, holy fuck, I hate this.
And if you leave them wanting, then that's great. That means that they're going to explore a bit more later. But it is just like, this is an intro. This is what it can be. And if they say, I think I can take more, great. Like, we can explore that later.
Yeah.
But this may not be the space or time for it, especially because we were limiting people on time, right? Mm. But yeah, I just found that was a bit, almost distracting. They were in small doses, so I was kind
of
like...
Very small. I'm like, so I'm going to say this is probably 5% of the night.
It is, but I was like, I hear a comment and I'd be like...
I don't like that.
If that keeps going, and it didn't, so it's like, okay, that's fine. Yeah.
We were lucky in that we had very experienced subs and some very experienced tops that would stifle that as soon as it started.
Yeah, that is something I was also a little disappointed in, is that we had some service bottoms there who were happy to say, if somebody wants to practice, if they think they might want to top, I'm happy for them to practice on me, you know, with one of us watching them kind of thing and guiding. And we didn't really have any takers.
The poor gentleman, he was underutilized. And even Spanky, she was underutilized.
Yeah.
It was a shame.
So, because I think there were a few folks that I'd heard earlier saying, oh, I might want to give it a try. And then, you know, in the moment, they didn't. And maybe it's also because in that space, there's a lot of people watching. And if you've never done it before, you think you're being judged. So maybe if we're going to do that, maybe we need to have a separate kind of more personal time for that.
Yeah. Or also, we could look at getting, like, Kobe, you're not really a flogger, right? You're not terribly experienced with it.
No, not overly.
So we could use a service sub as a example of how to create a top. Yeah. you know, like, or something like that. Yeah. You know, just like, let me teach you on a pillow or not on a partner.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And I think it also goes back to people not understanding what kink is. I think a lot of it comes back to that. People think that I can only smack my partner.
You use the 50 Shades of Grey example because it's easy. It's very tangible and most people out there will know it. But it's been the same for our entire lives in media, is that kink is rough.
Yeah.
That's it. Kink and rough go hand in hand.
Yeah.
It's not – one of the greatest joy for me to see this week was you and your reaction to the wand with Jude. That giggle, the laugh. There's zero pain. There's zero pain. It is all just sensation. And it's to see joy. That, it's joy. And to see that was just magical. Yeah.
And I held him down too.
Yeah, exactly. And to see
you
that.
You still nearly bucked me off.
Yeah, to me that was a magic thing. And it's nothing to do with pain. It's all about the connection. It's all about the people, the intimacy of it, what both parties are getting out of it. It's amazing.
And it doesn't lead to sex.
No,
it's a connection. Like when I was doing the wand with every single person, I said to them, I need to have my left hand on you. Do I have your consent to have my left hand on you? Because I need to feel the body's reaction. If I'm hurting you, I need to turn it down. And you're not going to say no because there's 10 people standing here watching you.
Yeah.
One person said no, and to which I turned around and said, well, off your fuck. And then they laughed and said, no, it's okay. But every person that laid on the bed, I made sure that I had their consent.
Yeah.
Even if the day before they said, not a problem. It was that
at the moment. It's important.
Yeah.
I was asked about that, the laughing, because when we did the BDSM demo, I think that the gentleman thought that he was going to be your example for the electroplay.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure Kobe thought that he might be the example. And then out of nowhere, here's Bradford. And I was like, I actually want to be the demo for it. And I think the correct word is cackling the way the Joker might in most Batman movies.
It would have been good to record.
Yeah. I think you were channeling the gentleman.
I didn't even think about it at the time, but in hindsight, it was my response. And somebody asked why. And I think that I thought a lot about this. And I think for me, laughter and screaming are very similar in how the body produces them. It's just, why does the body produce them? And it wasn't pain. It was fucking pure joy and elation. And it's like, which again, I think is something very close to pain. There's a parallel there in horror and joy, and they're both sort of rooted in shock. And ironically, Judy, you were shocking me.
I would just like to point out, if anybody has ever watched any Disney movies, laughter is 10 times more powerful than screams.
Oh, I love you. You fucking nerd, but accurate. Yes, that's correct. And on the last night when I was like, do you have time for me? Because I was going to Lolo Lady. And I was like, does she have time for me? Does she have time for me? She's like, Lolo's great. She goes like, she'll make time for you. And so I jumped on the bed, and we also explored a new kink with me, which is, it's not a new kink, but it was new with us, which is you accidentally started choking me. And then I was like, oh, no, no. And I grabbed your forearm. I was like, fucking choke me.
And then you told me that I looked like I was possessed.
You did, because you had this look of absolute eye scare rage
thing. Okay, so that was the second time this week that somebody had said that to me.
Were you possessed?
I know that look.
Like, that right? Look. Her eyes sort of like, they got really like big and round, and she was looking into my soul, and I was like, please don't stare at my soul. It's really unclean.
I think
before you look at my soul, I want to give a chance to pick it up.
I think I'd rather prefer to think that the place is haunted.
Maybe
I've always wanted to be like a haunted space.
So Judy was a haunted space. it was great. It was epic. Anyway, we've gone on a huge tangent. Yeah. I would have said one of the things that I saw that might have been a flag for people was that we often say before you go to a swingers event or to a club, and I think most people assume we mean a date or a club, it's that you're going with your partner because you like your partner. And if you can't experience this event and enjoy it with your partner, then don't go. And I think some folks were disappointed by the experience because it's hard, right? You're in a new space. You're in front of people you don't know. And I will say this group did great. I'm always worried about what's happening behind closed doors.
Yeah, this group I think was really good, and I was super impressed with everybody. Honestly, I think, like, from the organizing point of view and watching folks in the spaces participate in activities, do the things, I was amazed at how adult people were. And I know that sounds silly, but you're on holiday, you're in a space that's not normal, you're in a different environment, and you're amongst people, and you think you can just let go, and people do let go, and that's great, that's fine. But they still manage to adult.
And, well, yeah, but ultimately, think, like I said, high school never ends.
Yeah, it's true. But I was amazed. I was actually really impressed with this group and how well everybody got along, how well they mingled, how well they did things. Like, it was just nobody, there were no issues, right? Really. Like, people were pretty freaking good at everything. And taking care of themselves, taking care of spaces, doing the right things.
Being responsible.
Yeah.
Cleaning up after themselves.
Yeah. And not to, like, take the fun away from it, but it has to happen, right? But I do think that this group was really fantastic. I was super impressed with everybody there this year. But like you said, you don't know what goes on behind closed doors. And I will say that the two things I can see happening there is you can get a couple that goes in as a couple, and they are always a couple. And I know for us, we very often split up in spaces like this. Even when we're at Desire, we're not organizing, we're not doing that. We would very often, not often, but we would sometimes split up. And so sometimes we're playing with people together. Sometimes we're exploring separately. That also is where we are in our journey, right? Because when we went to Desire for the first time, we were well into our relationship and well into our swinging journey. If we were in the first year or so, we might still be like, nah, we need to do everything together. And we always need to be together. But this year I saw some folks who were pushing their boundaries a bit, who had typically played together and were starting to play separate and see how that goes, right? And so that's one thing I can say is that, you know, it might be that like you go in and you do everything together. Also, I don't know how everybody else is with their partners, but if I were going into something 6 days solid with my partner, I'm always with them. I'm going to get fucking tired of my partner.
It's true. She gets really tired of me. And that's why we bring the gentleman. And I think she got sick of him as well.
Like, I just need...
He and I were support animals for one another.
I just need time sometimes. Like, I just need, like, yeah. And so I think to think that you're going to go into something like this and spend the entire time with your partner might work for you, but it also may not. And so be ready that you might need time away from your partner. The other thing I would caution against and that I can see happening is we're in this space and we go into, I mean, it's kind of like you said, like a pendulum or like a play party, like a big group situation, but on steroids because it's going for so long. And we all want to have fun and we all want to enjoy what we're doing and we all want to be perceived as if we're having fun and enjoying what we're doing. The realistic part is that like, over 6 days, we're all going to have moments where we're maybe not feeling the best.
Yeah.
And we may have down times or times that we just need a break or times that we just want to be a little sad. And that's okay. But if you constantly think, I need to appear this way, and you put up that front, people think that that's how you are. And they think that you're good. They think that you're fine. And they don't realize that maybe you need a hug. Maybe you need a cuddle. Maybe you just need a chat, something, because you're having a moment or you're having a down afternoon or something. And so I would caution that just like, yeah, you want to have fun and you don't want to bring other people down. But also, if you need something, fucking speak up and say it.
Ask for it.
Yeah. And say something or just be like, I'm going to take myself away and maybe message a few close friends or something. If you know anybody there, you may not. Maybe you make some friends along the way.
Talk to the organizers.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing, honestly. Like, if anyone of this group had messaged us and said, or had come to us and said, hey, do you have a moment? The answer is always yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I will make a moment for you.
Yeah.
And like, because, and I had a couple of moments over the week and it was like, I didn't fake it till I made it, which is what I think is most people think you should do.
Yeah.
I removed myself from a situation. I maybe went for a walk. I maybe went for, you know, a beta blocker. I mean, you know, yeah. I may have done something that.
But that's something I can see happening in that environment. And that's something I would caution folks is that like, be cognizant of what you're putting out there in the front you're putting on. Cause if you're putting up a front that is not real, people are going to think that it is, and they're going to treat you as if that's the reality. And if you don't want that, then don't put that out there.
Yeah. You know, no one can help you if you don't ask for help and you don't show that you need help.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, I don't think that was a problem.
No, it's just something just, that could
like,
happen.
Cause we've experienced this at Desire and things like that. And we've seen other folks do that. That's the only reason that we would bring this up. But
well,
like,
it's cause you were asking what could happen, right? And these are things that we've seen happen. We've experienced ourselves. Yeah. And so this is like, we know firsthand that this can happen. Yeah. Yeah.
And it does get overwhelming
It like, fucking does.
Day two, day three, it all starts like, holy shit, what the fuck am I doing?
Especially the first time you've been. Once you've been a couple of times, you start to get into a bit more of a rhythm. But even at that, because you're growing as an individual and as a couple, it can still be different year to year. Right? Well,
and for us, like even for me this time, it's high intensity. It's intense, but it's fucking great. Like I love the intensity, but I can totally remember the first time we went to Desire. Mm. And by like day three of seven, I'm like, I'm overwhelmed.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was like, it was great. We had a small break. We just kind of relaxed for a day. And then I was ready to be like, let's rip this Band-Aid off.
I remember taking ourselves away to a different physical spot because there were places that people naturally congregated. And it was like, all right, I'm going to go to this space where people don't naturally congregate because I still want to be outside and I still want to be in things.
Yeah.
But I don't want to be part of things. So it was like, go to a different area. Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. I know you've gone really long and I don't want to hold you up.
Yeah,
go on. But one of the things from mine, and I'm not here to blow wind up anyone's asses, but you've got you, Ray, Jackie. No, hang on. Angela, Ray, and Jackie.
For the record, Jackie is Bradford. So the two of us, we always know that Jackie and I are the social butterflies once the party started.
Yeah.
Ray and Angela are the brilliant minds behind it.
Yeah. But as a group, you've collectively curated, engaged with an amazing bunch of people, and that's what makes the event very special. And you can that level of people that are there together and working, enjoying their time is just incredible. And you're only going to work on it. You're only going to make it better. And sitting here for the last hour, you've both made a lot of not directly negative, they're constructive negative comments, but I really believe you both need to take more positive away of what it is, because it was an amazing event that you don't need to be overly critical about, that everybody had a great time at.
And look, I appreciate that. And I will say that we did get a lot of positive feedback from folks. And that was folks who've been before, folks who have not been, who've never done anything like this before. And it is good to hear that. And it is good to hear that the work is appreciated and that it actually, because the reason why we do this is, it's some work going into it and organizing and getting everything sorted and whatever, and making sure it all goes well. But the reason why we do it is because we want everyone to come together, make connections, have a good time. We want to build this community, and it's not something that's easy to find in Australia.
No.
And so that's why we do it, is for that. And yes, we are always striving to make it better and always striving to not only make the event better, but to make sure that people make themselves better in those spaces, because it is a very different space than what any of us are used to in our day-to-day lives. And so we want to make it better always, but also, like, we do put a bit of work into it just to make sure that it goes as smoothly as possible and that people can have that space and can have a good time. And we want to make sure that they want to come back the next year.
And I'll also add to that, not just to come back for us, but to come back for them.
Oh, them.
And it's easy to become lackadaisical and go, good enough is fine enough is good enough. And like, fuck that shit. We're always going to look forward and try to make something better than what has been so that we can always go, I want the folks who come to these events to be able to say, that was great. Can you imagine what next year is going to be like? Yeah. Like, that's what it's going to be. As soon as you become lazy and just like, this is fine. Fine stands for fucked up.
Insecure.
Neurotic.
Emotional.
I love you people so much. And like, we will never be part of something that's just fine. Mm. I want it to be, I know what I want it to be. Mm. And I also know that currently Australia can't stomach it because there's not a large enough resort. But someday when I win the $150 billion, whatever, I will build a resort for you, Australia. I'll buy my own city. Anyway, it's a small rant.
But it is that build it little by little, right?
Yeah.
Because there hasn't been anything to this degree here, and especially with the mingling of folks and different styles and things. And that's, I think, what I also really enjoy is that you get, you know, folks from all different walks of life, all different spectrums in their journey together. And I just, that's what makes it special for me. And again, like, just trying to make it better year to year to year, but also knowing that everybody really from what I've heard anyway, really enjoyed their time.
Well, we'll find out because I'm building a survey tomorrow. That's on my job tomorrow.
Good.
Is to build a survey that we can email people and let them, like a 5 to 10 minute survey, just answer these questions. How can we make this better? Yeah. And
what did you like? What was good? What do you want to see again?
Yeah.
Because that's all important too. You don't want to change it so completely that it's not recognizable, right?
Also, what like workshops? Were the workshops okay? Would you like to see other workshops? I had 3 people ask me, is there a ladies' version for the workshop? Because we did the penis and hand job. It was like, well, there is, but we didn't have time for it.
Let's talk about that one. So we did.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
We did the like.
But we digress.
We did a BJ cock massage, basically focused on cock massage kind of class. And I will say that after that, the number of people that came up to me and said, I told her to use more lube or my cock has gotten such a workout since then, or like that was so good. That took it from like, you know, it just took it up 4 levels kind of thing.
So
it is good to at least know that people are paying attention. We also had brochures they could take home and, you know, work through themselves. But it's good to know that people are paying attention and taking it and learning and like taking that tiny little piece of your relationship up a notch, because it makes a big difference.
My takeaway from that was we left that workshop and had the pool to ourselves for almost 2 hours.
We did.
We didn't see a fucking soul.
Yeah.
I think it was you and I, and there was 1 or 2 other people with us. You all fuck it off.
We went for lunch.
I think actually we did go for lunch.
It was late for lunch. And then I had somebody come up to me and go, my penis is so happy. Thank you. Her hand job increased 150%. Yeah. I'm like, oh, that's nice. Yeah. Don't tell me. Tell Angela.
But it is good that, like, A, people pay attention in the workshops, and B, it helps to just have a bit more fun. That's what we're here for fun.
And, like, I would love to do the pussy play workshop next year.
Sure.
So if you came this year and you go next year, ladies, it's all about you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it. Let's wrap it up. We're going to say a wonderful goodbye to our dear friends, Kobe and Judy, who were kind enough to sit down with us and review our Escape to the Tropics 2023. We hope, we pray, we want, we lust for you to come join us next year. We don't care where you are in the world. We're going to build Desire, you know, the one in Mexico, and Temptation, the one in Jamaica. If we're going to build those, we have to start small.
Also, we had someone from the U.S. this year.
We had someone from the U.S. this year. We had somebody come over from the United States of America.
To Australia.
Well, they were trying to get away from the political situation over there. But we took them in as a sexy refugee, or as I like to call them, a sex-ugee. No, we were so happy to have them. And we're happy to have you. So next time, in Escape to the Tropics 2024, we hope to have 2 international people join us. That would be fucking delightful. Stay tuned for dates. We are already working with our dear friends at Exclusively RHP to figure out when the next one will be. And it might not be in November. We might do one early next year. Just keep your ears and pods and iPods open.
Wait, does anybody still have iPods these days?
Don't let Angela make you feel bad about yourself. If you still got your iPod, if you still got it and you love it and it works, you fucking do it.
We actually still have one in the closet.
Does it work?
I don't know. Probably if we plug it in.
That's right. So how do you find out about the next escape or whatever we do with Exclusively RHP? You know, you subscribe to the podcast, you listen to us, you message us, you follow us on socials. We are at By the By Podcast on Facebook and on Instagram. Or you can go to our website, www.bytheby.com.au. And now I have a big announcement for all of you sexy motherfuckers who listen to the end. We now have www.bytheby.com, which does redirect you to www.bytheby.com.au.
It goes to the same spot, but you know what? If you don't want to type the extra,
if you don't want to type the AU, if you're lazy and you're like, well, why did you have the .com? We do now, motherfucker. So it only took us 8 years, 7 years. I don't know, but we own it. It's ours.
Wow.
Anyway, I got excited.
Clearly.
I'm just imagining Judy sitting on me, shocking me and choking me. It's like I'm ready to go. So check us out there. You can see where we are. You can also message us through there, through the contact page, or you can email us, theatomsoflove@gmail.com. Or, like I've said before, join us on our Discord. Support us at any level on www.patreon.com. patreon.com/bythebypodcast. We will love you forever, but tonight we will love you and leave you. See you at the next escape.
Or pendulum on November 24th.
Or pendulum on November 24th.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.